Blog Talk Radio. The recording has started.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, people of God. God bless you. God bless you. Truly, this is the day that the Lord has made. We do rejoice. We're glad in it on tonight. And we want to welcome you to the Prayer News Network Global. We do bless the Lord on tonight. I'm telling you, God is great. He's greatly to be praised. We're grateful to him on tonight for all that he's done. We do trust and believe on tonight that you have gone to the house of the Lord. Amen. If you worship on Saturday or worship on Sunday, wherever you found yourself today, we do pray that you had a great outpouring of the Spirit of the Lord. Indeed, we did, and we're so grateful. God is doing great things by his Spirit. People of God, it is by his Spirit that he's doing these things for his people. Because he's making us, he's molding us, bringing us into sonship. Yes, sir. Glory to God. We're not just there, amen, going to the house of God just for a good feeling. We're not going there just for just a good word. But we're getting there, amen. We're going there that we might know him. Mm-hmm. That we might know him. That we would come to the point, grow to the point that Christ be formed in us. So we bless the Lord tonight. We thank the Lord tonight. We want to ask you, people of God, if you can go ahead and invite a couple of people to come over tonight. Invite them to come on in on tonight. Invite them to just come and be with us on tonight. Glory be to God. Invite them to come. glory to God, people of God, if we don't invite them, glory to God, they want no. So we thank God tonight again. We bless him tonight again for all that he's doing. We bless him tonight. Yes, yes, yes. We bless him tonight. Glory to God, for he's good. He's good to us. He's good to us, people of God, and we owe him a praise. We owe the Lord a praise. So we just thank God tonight and glorify him. Glory to God. We glorify him for his goodness. We glorify him for his grace. We glorify him for his loving kindness towards each and every one of us. We just glorify the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. We just come to praise his name. So, again, go ahead and invite a couple of people to come over. We do apologize on last night. Glory to God. We had such a mix-up, but we give God thanks. We give God praise that we are here. We are all here on tonight. So invite a couple of people to come in, people of God. Invite, invite, invite. Send out a couple of text messages. Let them know that we are here. Let them know, glory to God, that we are here, that we are ready. Let them know that we're live, live. We as a for real live on tonight. We're grateful tonight for, again, his goodness. We're grateful that he's given us another day, another hour that we can come into his presence. And for this, we give God thanks. For this, we give God praise. We do glorify and we bless his name on tonight. Glory be to God. We bless his name on tonight. Glory to God. We want to say welcome. Welcome to the Prayer News Network Global. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to our international listeners. We just want to tell you thank you for dropping in. Thank you for being with us. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for being with us here on the Prayer News Network Global. We bless God for you for whatever country you're listening. Hey, glory. Whatever country you're listening in, we just want to let you know that God loves you. We just want to let you know that we love you. We appreciate all that God is doing in your life. Appreciate it on tonight. God is doing great things. You may not be able to see all that the Lord is doing for you, but people of God, you have got to know that you are on his mind. You've got to know tonight that what concerns you concerns the Father. Glory to God, for surely if he watches over the sparrow, just the little sparrow, if he watches over them, listen, people of God, you know he's watching over you. So we bless the Lord tonight. Wherever you are, we again thank God for you. We pray that you've come to this line very intentional. We pray that you've come to get something from the Lord on tonight. Amen. God doesn't waste his time, his anointing, nor his presence. And we're not going to do it either. Amen. Glory to God. We thank God for all of our listeners here in the States, those that are listening from the isles of the sea, those that are listening, glory be to God, in the north, again, the south, the east, the west, wherever you are listening from, we bless God for you. We thank God for this word. We thank God for this PNN. We thank God, glory to God, for, I just want to thank God for my leaders on tonight, each and every one of them. I thank him for the late apostle, Dr. S.C. James. I thank him tonight for our founding mother, Mother Carrie James. Thanking the Lord for her. Thanking the Lord on tonight. Glory to God for our senior apostle on tonight, Samuel Huggins James. Thanking God for him tonight. Thanking him for our Bishop, Bishop K.A. Tina. Thanking the Lord tonight for my pastor, Apostle D.G. Taylor, Sr. Just giving God thanks, giving God praise on this night. Amen. Just thanking God. Amen. Glory to God. Just want to thank God for Prophet Quinston Ephraim on tonight. Glory be to God. Been in fellowship with them, and I'm telling you, people of God, it has been such a blessing. It has been a blessing to be in fellowship with him there. And the saints of God of Outpour Worship Center, listen, when I tell you God is doing great things in this region, he's doing great things in this region. And we just thank the Lord to be a part of all that the Lord is doing. We just give him praise. We give him thanks. People of God, we can't even begin to number. We can't even begin to number all that the Lord is doing. But we just know He's doing it. Yes, sir. We know he's doing it by his Spirit, and we are grateful, for it is indeed the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. So, people of God, if you will, go ahead and invite someone to come. Invite a couple of people to come and be with you on the broadcast on tonight. Listen, get on that textbook, get on that text, and invite people. Invite them to come. Invite them to come on out and be with us. People of God, if we don't invite them, somehow they get caught up. Yes, they may be, listen, sitting down watching TV, and they get a text message, and they be like, oh, yeah, let me jump online to see what's going on. So we just want to invade their schedules. Let us invade their schedules on tonight and invite them to something that's good for them, not only good to them, but something good for them. Invite them to come and hear this word. Invite them to come, glory to God. If we don't invite them, glory be to God, a lot of them won't even know. But we want to do our due diligence and invite them to come and be a part of the broadcast on tonight. We just want to thank God, people of God, listen, letting you know tonight that this is, as always, a recorded line. We are live on tonight. We thank God. Glory be to God. We thank him on tonight. Glory to God. This is not a pre-recording, but we're live on tonight. Glory to God. I think we need to start putting it out there. Amen, Jesus, because when we rebroadcast, people of God, is live. It's like Memorex. But this is live, for real live tonight. Amen. So we give God thanks and we give God praise. Thank you, each and every one of you, for coming in. Go ahead and invite someone else to come. Again, we do want to apologize for last night, people of God, but we do pray that, glory to God, if you tune in and nothing was going on, that you listen, you begin to touch heaven. Father, in the name of Jesus, I don't know what is going on. I don't know what happened, but Father, touch the line. Father, glory be to God. That's all you got to do. Just pray. Glory to God. Just pray. Touch God. Touch the throne of God. Hallelujah. For God knows all things. So we bless the Lord tonight. We thank him tonight again for each of you. Want to ask you to go ahead and invite a couple. Come in. Invite. Invite them to come on in. Invite them to come on in, people of God, for truly there is a word from the Lord on tonight. We thank God for our advisors tonight. We thank God for our prayer warriors. We thank God for our scripture reader on tonight. We just bless the Lord because in the midst of it all, despite it all, God is getting the glory. He is yet getting the glory. And we give God thanks. We give God praise. And yes, we are grateful. We are grateful because truly the Lord is in control. And we thank God for each of you, each and every one of you that take time out of your day to come, glory to God, to hear the word of the Lord. We know that there are a lot of churches that are open back up, but people of God, you would be surprised at the amount of churches that have not opened back up. So we're yet continuing to put this word out there that the people can come, they can be fed, they can come to these waters, they can drink, glory to God, they can drink, they can eat whatever they need, hallelujah, glory be to God, they can come, hallelujah, to these living waters. So we bless the Lord tonight that the Lord has dropped this ministry in our hands. We bless the Lord tonight, for we will continue on, glory to God, as long as the Lord will say, glory be to God. So we give him thanks. We give him praise on tonight. Those that are listening by Facebook, we thank God for you. Those that are listening by radio, we thank God for you. Those that are listening by way of the internet, we thank God for you. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in. Glory to God. And we just want to let you know that the Lord has a blessing just for you. He has a blessing just for you. And we thank God on tonight. Glory to God that we've come to this place. Glory to God, the presence of the Lord. We thank the Lord on tonight. Glory to God. And as always, we want to encourage you. Go ahead and get your pen, get your paper on tonight. Get something to write. Get something to jot down. Glory to God. Jot down your notes so that you can go back to them. Listen, Listen, and if you don't jot it down, even if you do, we just want to let you know you can get a copy of the broadcast. It's absolutely free. It doesn't cost you anything, glory to God, but you can certainly get a copy. Amen. That's why we're recording, so that we can send it to you, glory to God, and you can go on Facebook, you can download it, however you need to get it, however we need to get it in your hand, in your possession, so that you have full access to it. People of God, we make those provisions for you, glory to God, because we want you to share. Once you get it, we want you to share. Share the word. Share the word. Amen. Glory to God. So we bless the Lord tonight again. We thank him, glory to God, as we now prepare, glory to God, hallelujah, as we prepare tonight for the sanctification of the line. People of God, listen. We cannot go to God any kind of way, but we must be clean. Our hearts must be pure. Glory to God. We want to get from him. We want to hear from heaven. We want to hear from the mouth of the Lord. We don't want sin. We don't want iniquity to be in our way, to be in our path. Glory to God. So we come, and we always sanctify, asking the Lord to look upon us, asking the Lord to sanctify us and purify us, make us ready to hear the word. Glory to God. We got to be ready that he would take away distractions. Glory to God. Whatever it is, glory to God, that will stand between us and hearing the word or hearing the voice of God, glory to God, we always sanctify the line. Amen. Glory to God. So at this time, we're going to ask Missionary Fan, if she would come forth on tonight. She's going to sanctify the line for us, people of God. And then after her, glory to God, we will have our scripture reading. We will have our scripture reading that will come by way of Sister Mary Holland in that order. Glory to God. And Missionary Fan is on the line. God bless you. You have the platform.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Come. Let's magnify the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Come, let's magnify the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Hosanna, blessed be the rock. Blessed be the rock of my salvation. Hosanna. Blessed be the rock. Blessed be the rock of my salvation. Come, let's magnify the Lord. For he is worthy to be praised. Come, let's magnify the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Hosanna, blessed be the rock. Blessed be the rock of my salvation. Hosanna. Jesus is the rock. Jesus is the rock that never gives way. Hosanna. Blessed be the rock. Blessed be the rock of my salvation. Oh, come, let's magnify the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Come, let's magnify the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. I'm singing Hosanna. Blessed be the rock. Blessed be the rock of my salvation. Hosanna. Blessed be the rock. Blessed be the rock of my salvation. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We praise you right now, Lord God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you right now, Lord God, giving you the praise, the glory, and the honor, Lord God. We come before you right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Thanking you, Lord God, for your goodness and your mercy. Thank you, Lord God, for your love and for your kindness, Lord God, towards us. We thank you, Lord God. We magnify you. We glorify you right now, Lord God. We lift you up, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, asking you to look down upon us tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you to look upon each and every one of us on the line tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, from every country, Lord God, for the whole United States, Lord God, we come tonight, Lord God, asking you to move by your spirit and by your power, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we come tonight, Lord God, asking you to look down upon us, Lord God, and forgive us, Lord God, for all our sins. Forgive us, Lord God, for all our iniquities. Forgive us, Lord God, for all our transgressions. Forgive us, Lord God, for any everything that we may have said or done, Lord God, even the thoughts, once again, Lord God, that we may have done or either thought, Lord God, that you wasn't pleased with. We come before you tonight, Lord God, asking you to move this night on the line, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you this night to have your way, let your will be done. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, asking you, Lord God, to move mightily, Lord God, tonight. Have your own way, Lord God. Let your will, Lord God, be done. We ask you right now, Lord God, just to help us, Lord God, to stay in your presence, Lord God. For in your presence, Lord God, there's fullness of joy. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, in your presence, Lord God, there's fullness of joy. In your presence, Lord God, is healing, Lord God. In your presence, Lord God, there's, Lord God, salvation, Lord God. In your presence, Lord God, is hope, Lord God. In your presence, Lord God, is love, Lord God. Help us to stay, Lord God, in your presence, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come tonight, Lord God, asking you this night, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, to be with us, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we're asking you to move tonight, Lord God, in your servant, Lord God. Whatever, Lord God, the service may be, Lord God, help us, Lord God, to open up our hearts, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and receive what you will have for us tonight. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we're asking you to move by your spirit and by your power, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we're asking you, Lord God, that, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, to go, Lord God, let your spirit, Lord God, enter into the hospitals, Lord God, in the nursing home, Lord God. Touch someone tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Someone is in need for a healing, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Someone in need, Lord God, just to hear that you love them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We ask you right now to move, Lord God, for the people that's in the hospital, Lord God, in the nursing home, Lord God, even, Lord God, confined to their homes, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, to help us, Lord God, to go out on a mission, Lord God, to reach the lost souls, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, for, Lord God, we're on a mission for you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you right now, Lord God, to lead us and guide us, Lord God, in the way that you will have us to go, Lord God. Whether it be somebody home, Lord God, whether it be the hospital, Lord God, whether it be in the streets, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, in the grocery store, Lord God, help us to get about your business, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to get about your business, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, help us to say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. Help us to say we'll trust you and we'll obey in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We ask you this night, Lord God, just to move mightily, Lord God, on your people tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We ask you to move on Minister Bradley, Lord God. Have your way in her life, Lord God. Strengthen her right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Encourage right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Just have your way in her life, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you this day, Lord God, just to help us, Lord God, to decrease in the flesh, Lord God, that we may increase in your spirit, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to keep our head up, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for you are the lifter of our head, Lord God. No matter what's going on around us, Lord God, you are the lifter of our head, Lord God. And we thank you for it, Lord God. We need you so, Lord God, we need you. We cannot do nothing without you. We can't make it without you, Lord God. We need you in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Move, Lord God, for your people this night in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We'll give you the praise. We'll give you the glory. We'll give you the honor, Lord God, which you deserve. In the name of Jesus, we pray and we thank you right now. We glorify you. We lift you up. We give you the highest praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We give you the highest praise. In the name of Jesus, we pray and we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father. We thank you right now in Jesus' name. Amen.
We give honor to God, to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to Evangelist Bradley, to the speaker for tonight, to the PNN advisors, to the PNN prayer warriors, and to all of our listeners near and far. Scripture reading will be coming from the 5th chapter of St. Matthew, the 1st through the 16th verse. The first, a little insight. Jesus Christ began his Sermon on the Mount by teaching the Beatitudes. He declared that the law of Moses was fulfilled and taught the righteous way of life that leads to becoming perfect like the Heavenly Father. Matthew 5, 1 through 16 records the Savior's teaching about principles that lead to happiness. The Savior also commanded his disciples to set a righteous example. And seeing the multitude, he went up into a mountain, and when he was set, his disciples to him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt have lost its savor, wherewith shall it be some, but to be cast out and to be trodden on the foot of men? Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and they give a light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. I read to you the 5th chapter of Matthew, the 1st to the 16th verse. May God have a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most all the doers of his holy word.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you tonight. God bless you tonight, Michelle saying. God bless you, Sister Mary. Thank God for you. Thank God for your faithfulness. Thank God for your commitment on tonight. May God bless each of you on tonight. Thank you, thank you, thank you for helping us get prepared for the word of God. So what God will say unto his people on tonight. People of God, we must be intentional when we come to this line. For truly there's a word from the Lord, and we want to hear what thus saith the Lord. We don't want our coming here to be in vain. We don't want the sacrifice that we're making to be in vain, but we want it to be purposeful. So we ask and we pray that your heart is open tonight, that your spirit is open tonight, what the Lord will say. We look, glory to God, as we're looking unto him, that he will feed us from on high. So we thank God tonight. We thank God for the woman of God long-standing commitment on Sunday and Monday. And we pray, people of God, that you go ahead and invite someone to come and be with us on tonight to hear the woman of God. We pray that you go ahead, invite someone to come and be with us now on tonight. Glory to God. As we travel to Banks, Alabama, it's right up there around Troy. That's the next major city. We pray that you go ahead and invite a couple of people to come and be with us on tonight to hear what the Lord will say. She's coming to us by way of Jerusalem Temple EPC. We're so grateful for crossing this path. Amen, Jesus, by way of Bahamas. We thank God for her. If you have any international friends, et cetera, go ahead and invite them to come and be with us on tonight. Again, there's a word from the Lord. Set your heart ready. Set your mind, people of God. Get rid of the distractions. Come on in. Come, let's magnify the Lord. Let us sit. Let us hear what thus saith the Lord on tonight. And people of God, this night I introduce to some and I present to others on tonight, none other than the prophetess, the woman of God. Receive now, Prophetess Sharon Duncombe. God bless you, woman of God.
Amen, amen, amen. Bless the name of Jesus.
Yes.
He is surely worthy to be praised, worthy of all glory. He's worthy of every hallelujah, every thank you. We can never give him what he deserves. Bless his name. Hallelujah, because we're in this flesh and we might get a little tired and weary, but he deserves more than we can ever. Hallelujah, Jesus. We have the billion tongues, even to a trillion, it will never be enough to glorify the God who saved us, bless his name, and who shed his blood to redeem us. And I thank God tonight that protocol has already been established, and I want to acknowledge my pastor, who is the co-pastor of Jerusalem Temple, Pastor Lindsay, Minister Bradley, and your PNN advisors and all your prayer warriors, and every one of you from every nation. Hallelujah, that God has assigned to be a part of this line. Bless his name, where he is speaking and he is getting the glory. Hallelujah. Father, tonight, let me pray before I start. Tonight, I give you praise and I give you thanks, God, for this line, for this people. I thank you tonight, oh God, that you would release an anointing, God, that will make, God, this message come forth with ease, that you would release, God, your power and your presence. Oh, Rabba Shanda, over this line, oh God, that we would hear what, hallelujah, Jesus, what the Spirit of the Lord is saying unto us in this hour. We want to thank you, oh God, that you release your fire tonight that will burn and cleanse the atmosphere in every home, every nation that is represented tonight, God, that you release angels, assign them to this line. Glory to God to fight against every attack of the enemy, every assignment from the pit of hell. Make Satan behave tonight and bring every work to naught, every work of darkness, every interference, interruption by any demonic force. We cancel you tonight in the name of Jesus, and we say, God, that you have free course to have your way. You have free course to speak, God, what you want us to hear tonight. And I declare this in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless his name. Tonight, we're going to deal with the attitude of an eagle. The attitude of an eagle. This is a time where God is calling us up higher. He tells us that we should mount up on wings like eagles. But I'm going to give you, first of all, some information about the eagle. I might not get to finish tonight, but tomorrow night, hopefully in the will of God, I will get to finish. Because the eagle is one of the most important birds in the history of man, in, of creation, I should say. Bless his name. And if you know your Bible, if you know Ezekiel and John the Revelator on the Isle of Patmos had a vision about four living creatures, bless his name, and one of those living creatures was the eagle, bless his name. So is the eagle is of great significance and importance, not just a bird, but in the kingdom of God and who represents the a part of God. And I will read Ezekiel chapter 1 from verse 1. It says, now it came to pass in the 30th year, in the fourth month, in the fifth day of the month, as I was among the captive by the river of Sheba, that the heavens were open, hallelujah, and I saw visions of God, bless his name, in the fifth day of the month, which was the fifth year of King Jehoiachin's captivity. The word of the Lord, hallelujah, came expressly unto Ezekiel the priest, the son of Buzi, in the land of the Chaldeans by the river Sheba, and the hand of the Lord was there upon him. And I looked, and behold, a whirlwind came out of the north, a great cloud, and a fire unfolding itself, and a brightness was about it, and out of the midst thereof, as the color of amber, out of the midst of the fire. Also out of the midst thereof came the likeness of four living creatures, and this was their appearance. They had the likeness of a man, and everyone had four faces, and everyone had four wings. And their feet were straight feet, and the soles of their feet was like the sole of a calf's foot. And they sparkled like the color of a burnished brass. And they had the hands of a man under their wings on their four sides. And they four had four faces, or had their faces and their wings. And their wings were joined one to another. They turned not when they went. They went every one straight forward. As for the likeness, oh, hallelujah tonight, God, as for the likeness of their faces, they four had the face of a man, the face of a lion on the right side, and the four had the face of an ox on the left side, and the four had the face of an eagle. Now, Ezekiel's vision, I will tell you a little bit about it before I get into explaining about the eagle. He was in exile from far from the sight of the glory of God's earthly temple, surrounded by the pomp of idolatry. He was surrounded by idolatry. Ezekiel received a vision in the midst of this idolatrous generation where he was, of the majesty and wonder of God's glory, showing that his God was more magnificent than any to be found in hedonism. So he was in a time of hedonism, but God showed him, glory to God, a vision of who he is, and impressing on his mind the greatness of the unseen God of Israel. The vision indicates that the affairs of the world are not dictated by impersonal laws of nature, but by a living spirit. Above the babble of man's plans, the authoritative voice of God spoke, and that's verse 24. The four faces in the vision prefigured the four aspects of in which God would reveal himself when he incarnated himself in human flesh as Messiah. We're talking about Jesus tonight. On the right is the lion, symbol of kingship. So the lion represents kingship, as everybody do know. On the left is the ox, symbol of the servant. As we know, Jesus was a servant when he came and he walked in the earth. The face of a man represents his perfect humanity. God took on the perfect human form. He became a man. The eagle soaring overhead symbolizes his deity. So the eagle had a more spiritual meaning to it than all the other parts of the creatures that we read. Now, let me go over here and read this other, but the cherubims, because we're talking about them. The living creatures are identified as the cherubims in chapter 10 and verse 20. The cherubims are symbolic of God's holy presence and unapproachability. They are celestial beings who guard and vindicate the righteousness of God, the mercy of God, the government of God. In the holies of holies, God's glory dwells between the cherubims. And some think that the living creatures or the cherubims, besides the point of similarity, observed this similarity. So in Revelation chapter 4, John saw these same creatures. So you in John in the book of Revelation, they had six wings. But here in this book, they had four wings. but it was still the same thing, but they came in different forms. Now tonight, as we deal with the eagle, the attitude of the eagle, Isaiah chapter 40, bless his name, and verse 25, starting from verse 25, says, to whom then will ye liken me? Or shall I be equal, said the Lord, or the Holy One of Israel. He said, lift up your eyes on high, and behold, who had created these things, that bringing out their host by number. He called it, hallelujah, tonight, God. He called them all by name. So we're talking about the stars and everything that God had made. He said, hallelujah, tonight. He said, I call every one of them by names, by the greatness of his might, for he is strong in power, not one faileth. Comfort the people. He comforts the people in, by what he is saying. Why sayest thou, verse 27 says, why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God. Verse 28 says, hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainted not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. Glory to God. He gave it power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increased strength. Even the youth, verse 30 says, even the youth, the young people shall faint, glory to God, and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord tonight, he's talking to us, hallelujah, God has said, we wait upon the Lord tonight, we shall renew our strength. They will mount up upon wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary, glory to God, and they shall walk and not faint. And first of all, I'm going to tell you, give you a history about the eagle. To understand this bird in its fullness, the strength of this bird, the wisdom of this bird, and why God chose this bird. We're going to deal with his wings. I'm going to explain the eagle's wings, because when you understand, oh, Holy Ghost tonight, yes, God, he's mounting up, us up on wings as eagles. Why the eagle wings is the question. Why God chose to say the eagle wings, why he is using the eagle wings. And it says here, the body of an eagle is made for flying and for catching prey. Glory to God. To do these things, Holy Ghost, help me tonight. The body must be light in weight and very strong. It must be light enough to get off the ground and fly high in the air, but strong enough to swoop down on prey and carry it away. To make their bodies lighter in weight, eagles have hollow bones, so their bones have nothing in it. It's hollow in some places. There are braces inside the bones to make them stronger, but many parts of the bones have nothing inside them but air. As incredible as it may seem, the entire skeleton of a bald eagle weighs only a little more than half a pound. Glory be to God tonight, and that is 272 grams. When an eagle flaps its wings, most of the power for flying comes from the downward stroke of the wings. Glory to God. For this reason, the muscles that pull the wings down are much stronger than the muscles that pull the wings up. The flight muscles are so important to an eagle that they often account for half of the bird's total weight. Bless his name. An eagle can fly faster or slower by changing the position of its wings. When it wants to fly fast, it turns the front edges of the wings into the wind and cut through the air. Glory to God. When the eagle wants to slow itself down, it turns the wide surface of the wing into the wind, and the wings drag through the air. There is no room for sloppy. There is no room for sloppy landing on the top of a tall tree or on the cliff of a mountain. So eagles have to be good at landing, to slow themselves for a landing. They spread their wings and tail down and drag them through the air and the air to act like brakes. It is really amazing to see the many ways in which an eagle's body combines low weight with the high strength. There doesn't seem to be an extra ounce of weight anywhere else on the eagle. For example, the feathers on the large eagles can be very sturdy, but each feather weighs next to nothing. A bald eagle has more than 7,000 feathers, but all of them put together weighs less than 21 ounces, or 586 grams. If you took 30 of these feathers in your hand, they would weigh less than a penny. That's how light the eagle is. The wings of the eagle are powerful, and eagles often use them with great skill. Eagles know how to climb high into the air without working too hard. I want you to hear this good, because we're going to get into the message, and you're going to see why God is saying and talking about the eagle's wing. They can swoop down on prey at incredible speed, and once they have caught it, they can lift very heavy prey into the air. Some eagles can even fly away with the prey that weighs more than they do. When an eagle first leaves the ground, it gains altitude by flapping its wings. The flapping motion causes air to flow faster over the top of the wings, and the bird rises. Sometimes the eagle is able to take advantage of natural currents of the air to help it raise, and when wind runs into the hill or a mountain, it forces upward, and eagle can go along for the ride. This kind of air current is called a slope, updraft soar. The wings of an eagle are a miracle in lightweight design. A female bald eagle can have wings that are almost 8 feet long, or 243 centimeters, and yet the wings weigh less than 2 pounds, 900 grams. This is possible because the feathers are light and because they overlap with lots of air space between them. Pound for pound, an eagle wing is stronger than a wing of an aeroplane. Can you imagine that? Bless his name tonight. As light as they seem, it is discovered that it is more powerful than an aeroplane. That could only be a miracle from God for something to happen like this. Most eagles have wings that are rather long and wide to help them soar and glide with less effort. At low speed, broad wings can hold a bird up in the air longer than narrow wings. And broad wings provide extra lift when an eagle has to carry its prey up into the air to rise really high into the air. Eagles often hitch a ride on rising bubbles of hot air called thermals. Once an eagle gets into a thermal, it can just spread its wings and float upward with very little effort. Eagles are wonderful flyers, and they often seem to do their most spectacular tricks just for the fun. Some eagles can swoop through the air at incredible speeds as they dive. They go as fast as 200 miles per hour. That's 325 kilometers. Other eagles turn over and over and over and sometimes lock their claws together and spiral down for thousands of feet. Scientists divide the feathers of an eagle wing into groups, and each group has a different role to play in helping the eagle fly. Now, the green feathers covers make the wings thicker in front so that the air will flow faster over the top of the wing. The gray feathers, primary feathers, can be spread out like the fingers on the hand to reduce the drag. The blue feathers, secondary feathers, can be moved down to increase drag or up to reduce its feather. Eagle's feathers can be incredibly strong. This is because each feather is held together by more than 350,000 hooks. The parts with hooks are called hook barbels, and the part that they are hooked to are called the barbels. Every part of the feather is made up of keratin, the same thing that your fingernails are made of. Feathers are very important in the lives of all birds. They provide an outer covering of the body of the bird that helps keep them warm and waterproof. They assist in the flight and make birds look beautiful in order to attract a mate to raise their young. Different kinds of feathers cover different parts of a bird. Flight feathers cover the wings and tails. They are long and wide, so they can cover a large area. Bless his name, without adding much to the weight of the bird. Contour feathers cover the body. These are often the most colorful feathers. Down feathers grow under the contour feathers. When you look at a feather under a microscope, you can see that it is made of thousands of spines. These spines are called barbels. Normally, they are hooked together, and this makes the surface of the feather seem smooth. When a feather gets a lot of hardware, the barbels may come apart. When this happens, the feather starts to look raggedy and messy. And so I had to give you a description of what the feather is about because he wants us to fly. And so the definition of attitude, because we're talking about the attitude of an eagle, and the definition is a settling way of thinking or feeling about someone or something, typically one that is reflected in a person's behavior. A person of a position of the body proper to or to imply an action or mental state. We're talking about attitude tonight. The way a person stands, the way one behaves or conducts oneself. Your deportment, a person's behavior or manner, the person's bearing or deportment. I already said that before, but that's an attitude of an eagle, and God wants us to have that attitude. And so now that we know that what the eagle wings is made up of and what it's all about and how strong and powerful it is, tonight we're going to deal with one of the greatest birds that God had ever, hallelujah, created. The eagle is one of the four faces that Ezekiel saw as we just read, bless his name, and as we just heard about this cherubim, bless his name. We know that John had the same vision, like I said before, with the living creatures. Tonight, the ox, I will explain a little bit about the ox tonight. It represents an animal of strength, power, endurance. A bull is able to work all day plowing and treading in the field, digging and preparing the ground. Bless his name. Hallelujah. And the Bible also tells us about having the strength of an ox. Jesus is now breaking up the fallow ground in the church and the lives of his remnant. Bless his name. Hallelujah. And so the strength of the oxes represent plowing and digging up and breaking up stuff. Hallelujah. And that's what God is doing in this hour. He is plowing and breaking up some things that is happening in the body of Christ. He is digging up some things that have been hidden and been underhanded work and all of that stuff. That stuff, the ox in the seraphim, the cherubims are digging up. If God is digging up and God is breaking up some fallow ground, hallelujah, Jesus, and some things that have been laying low, blessing him, God is now digging it up. That's the ox path of God that is now doing the work in the body of Christ. Jesus had to endure the cross. If you look at it, he needed strength. And so the ox represents strength. Bless his name. Hallelujah. He needed the strength to endure the nails, the pain and the suffering, the crown of thorns. He needed help to carry his cross, the stripes on his body, the humiliation. His beard was pulled out. He needed strength and endurance. He needed strength to endure and to be able to climb up
that mountain called Calvary, after all the suffering, bless his name, and torture and pain, he died, went down in hell, took the key of authority from Satan, which had the power of hell, death, and the grave, and came up with the victory. Bless his name. And so tonight, that is the ox. We're going to look at the lion. The lion represents strength, leadership, power, king, and majesty. Bless his name. We know that the lion is the leader and king of the animal kingdom. He rules, hallelujah, tonight and reigns with strength, power, and authority. We know him to be the lion of the tribe of Judah. In all of his majesty, we see Jesus in all of his majesty, power, and authority ruling and reigning in our lives. Glory be to God tonight. He has the power to rule and reign. The lion is a great source of encouragement. The lion is not the tallest in the jungle. The giraffe is. The lion, hallelujah, is not the largest in the jungle. The elephant is. The lion is not the heaviest in the jungle. The hippopotamus is. The lion is not the smartest or the most intelligent, but when he shows up, every one of them runs away. The lion is the king of the jungle because of one word, attitude. And hallelujah, God is looking for attitude. Glory be to God. He has a different attitude. That attitude makes every other animal afraid of him. All of those big animals respect the lion because of his attitude. Our attitude can promote us or cause us to be stagnated. Glory be to God. It's important that we have the right attitude for God to mount us up on wings like eagle. It's not going to happen just by quoting a scripture. The lion will see an elephant, and the thing that comes into the mind is lunch. He don't see an elephant. He sees lunch. He needs to eat. He can eat this thing, and he acts the way he thinks. You see, you got to act the way you think. You have to be thinkers. Your attitude has to be go-getters like the lion. You have to go after what God has for you. If you don't go after it, if you don't have the attitude that I'm going after this, then you stagnate in your own self. The elephant is much larger, bigger and stronger, more powerful and more intelligent. Yet when he see a lion, one word come to his mind, eater. So the lion sees lunch and the elephant sees an eater. Attitude is a product of belief. Glory be to God tonight. You cannot have an attitude beyond your belief. Glory be to God. So your attitude comes from your belief system. What's on the inside? The Bible says, so a man thinketh, so is he. The lion is king because of what he believes about himself. What do you believe about yourself tonight, people of God? How do you see yourself tonight? Now we're dealing with the man. The man is headship, symbol of wisdom, have the mind and intelligence like God, have the authority like God, able to do great things just like Jesus did. And he said, even hallelujah tonight, glory to God, and even greater things if he takes the limit off. He is made in his image and his likeness. God is saying, all the authority I give you, you have leadership ability, you have my mind, take the limit of what you can do. Take the limit of me. He's an unlimited God. We are able to do greater works than Jesus. We are able to speak things into existence just like he did because we are in his image and his likeness. Bless his name tonight. Now, there are different types of eagles. There are many different types of eagles all around the world that are different in color, size, and in feeding habits. Tonight, we're going to look at the eagle, one of the four creatures that represent the character and attitude of God. There are many scriptures, hallelujah, glory to God tonight, hallelujah, in the Word of God that talks about the eagles and how valuable the eagle is in the history of the Word of God. Bless his name tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Eagles are one of the most powerful birds roaming the skies with their regal heads. start big. And pensive eyes giving an air of magnetism and importance. They capture your attention as it flies overhead. And it is hard not to stop and stare when you notice one. And anybody would be able to say this at night, that when they see an eagle, you have to stop and look. So what does it mean if you see an eagle? What is the symbolism and spiritual importance of the eagle? An eagle represents expansion, strength, a higher perspective, loyalty, victory, power, foresight, vision, and manifestation. Their dominant element, oh, glory to God, their dominant element of air draws your attention to mental pursuit, inspiration, dreams, and spiritual aspirations. Glory to God tonight. They may show up when you have set your sights on a goal. You might see an eagle flying, and you might wonder, why is it flying? They don't just show up for no reason. If God allow an eagle to show up, then he's trying to speak something into your spirit, or he's trying to speak to you. They deal with aspiration or challenge. Eagles represent bridging the spiritual and physical world to bring your spiritual aspiration into reality as a process. And we see this word process of coming into your full potential. Spiritually, they represent transformation, manifestation, power, and inner strength. Glory to God tonight. The spiritual meaning of an eagle. Throughout history and in ancient culture and civilization, glory be to God, I don't want to huff and puff. I want to take my time so you can understand how significant this bird is to us in our lives. The eagle has been an important symbol that has appeared in government, in religion, and historic mysteries. It has been long linked to the expansion of empires, victory of world leaders, and reaching new political and economic heights. I'm giving you a history of the eagle tonight. But on a spiritual level, there is a reason why it has been linked, hallelujah, tonight, symbolically to the expansion of governing bodies. Looking at the bald eagle, it stands on features as a black body and white hair. Colors on the eagle. The black, what does the black represent? The black represents protection, transformation, and rebirth, which can be easily associated with life cycle of a nation. Glory be to God tonight. Hallelujah. It also represents secrets, mysteries, sacrifices, and illusions. Behind the veil of a political protection always lies the threat of abuse, of power, corruption, and evil. Bless his name in the political arena. Now, the white on the head of the eagle represents spiritual pursuits, enlightened leadership, and truth. However, if unbalanced, it can represent being ungrounded, separation, and unrealistic expectation or idealism. At the head of a nation should have spiritual core values that align with the body of the nation. But if either the head or the body is unbalanced, there can be conflict and rebellion. How many of you know the government and will be mixed up if there is no balance? Your life can be mixed up if there is no balance. And so God is saying we need balance. And so the eagle is a bird of balance. Bless his name. Now, the political side, there is a wider spiritual meaning that encompasses our own spiritual core value, living in a physical body here on the earth. Hallelujah, glory to God tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. An eagle means you can expand your reality, align your action with your spiritual values, and conquer obstacles that have held you back, such as self-doubt and others standing in your way.
Glory be to God. And so the eagle and the plan of God is to help you to stop doubting yourself. Be confident in yourself. And stop and it's like others are standing in your way. Bless his name. Oh, the only way somebody can stand in your way is if you allow it to happen. And so the eagle has a mentality that nothing is going to stop it from going after the prey. And God wants us to have that same mentality. They bring optimism. They bring growth. They bring new opportunities. And a call to action into your awareness. So you can feel confident to tap into your own inner strength. To carve out a reality that you are destined to live. God has destined us to live a prosperous life, to live a healthy life, to live a blessed life. And so, more importantly tonight, they show you the importance of aligned growth. The eagle has so much going on with it that plenty of us really don't even realize the importance of it. But if you grow and expand, but you are doing it for power. More importantly, they show you the importance of aligned growth. And if you grow and expand, but are doing it for power or money or greed or self-importance, there may be internal conflicts. There may be internal conflicts in the path ahead. And so if you gaining power just to get money, or you doing this just to get of your greed, then you can run into some problems because your attitude is not right. If you grow in a way that celebrates and honors your values, there is no obstacle that can prevent you from success. And so God wants us to be successful tonight in the body of Christ. And if you look at the bald eagle, it is larger than most birds. Hallelujah. So it has no fear of predators. It's extremely strong and fly higher than any other bird. And so we see the word fear there. The Bible said God didn't give us the spirit of fear, but power, love, and of a sound mind. And this bird has no fear. What it wants, it goes after it. And so God is saying, I didn't give you the spirit of fear. Go after what I give you. Go after what I show you. Go after your dreams. Go after your vision. Go after your ministry. You got to go after it. Hallelujah. You have to have that attitude that God said this, I believe it, and I'm going to get it. You're not going to get it sitting down and just thinking about it and dreaming about it. The eagle is a bird of action, as we heard before. It is extremely strong and fly higher. And so God wants us to increase strength. How do we increase strength? We got to come together because we're stronger and we're better together. And so we can increase strength by leaning on each other, by leaning on each other. But the eagle is a bird that flies alone. And so when you gain strength, it will give you the power and the ability to fly all alone. But you got to gain strength before you are able to fly alone, else you're going to wreck yourself. Most commonly, hallelujah, recognized in the United States because it is the national bird of the United States of America. This article has been focused on the bald eagle with its black body and white head and its yellow beak. It is the symbol of the United States of America. It appears on billions of dollar bills. If you get dollar bills, all you see is the eagle, bless his name, tonight. And most official documents. The first time it was used was on a 1 cent coin issued by the state of Massachusetts in 1776. Soon after it appeared on a number of coins of the Young Republic, there are many other eagles. But the bald eagle is more important because it is indigenous to North America. And in 1789, Congress voted it their symbol of the nation. Bless the name of Jesus Christ tonight. The bald eagle represents expansion, strength, victory, action, manifestation. It shows up when you're moving through a period of deep internal shift that leads to aligned growth. Glory be to God. Hallelujah tonight. Bless his name tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. The golden eagle tonight, the golden eagles are the next most common eagle to have an encounter with. Even though they are rare and exclusive creatures, These are large birds of prey that are all brown, and golden feathers. Instead of a white plumage that adorns the head of the bald eagle, golden eagles represent communication, optimism, inspiration. They represent, bless his name tonight, internal expansion instead of external expansion, bringing attention to your soul's expression in the world that you have manifested. They may show up when you need clarification on your life path or to help ease internal self-doubt, judgment, and being overly critical. The golden eagle is very spiritually activating, making you want to rise up to your full potential. Bless the name of Jesus tonight. They are reported to have the strongest vision in the entire animal kingdom. Glory to God. The eagle's eye represents a higher perspective and keen perception using intuitive senses. Glory to God. It has also been linked to all-seeing eye. And we know that Jesus Christ, who is God, an omnipresent spirit and spiritual over governing body that is always watching. So the eye of the eagle represents the eye of Almighty God, and he wants us to have the eyes of an eagle. So what he's saying tonight, when you come up higher, I want you to be watchful. I want you to come up higher and to be able to see. We got to spend more time in prayer. We got to spend more time in relationship with God. We got to spend more time in the Word. And as you do that, God will begin to open your eyes like the eyes of an eagle. The strength, it represents the code of armed symbolism. Strength of a nation, expansion, growing an empire, and protecting territories. Eagle claw symbolism, the durability that exists in all creation and success, most commonly linked to the creation of a nation with expanding a territory, comes the cost to keep it protected in the U.S. The claws on the national seal hold the durability of peace and war. Eagle wing symbolism. Outstretched eagle wings are commonly seen on the coat of arms and emblems. The outstretched wings represent expansion, success, and protection over a territory. So it is in the spiritual realm. Glory be to God. God is saying tonight just how the eagle represents expansion. You better expand in the realm of the spirit. He wants us to expand in the realm of the spirit. It represents success. He said you can be successful in the realm of the spirit. It represents protection. We are protected in the realm of the spirit. But he's saying there's a level and an anointing that will take you to this realm, to take you to this level tonight. Bless his name. And God wants us to come up higher. Glory be to God tonight. In Native American tradition, the eagle represents courage and strength and creation. It is considered a sacred bird. Bless his name. The Native Americans represent there was something special about this bird, and so they hold this bird sacred. Bless his name. Revered for its great spiritual presence. Glory be to God. Hallelujah tonight. The eagle has a spiritual presence about it. It's just not an ordinary bird. It was taught to be the messenger of visions and dreams, and its feathers and bones were used in religious ceremonies. It was also said to bring about balance and harmony. Eagle symbolism in Christianity and biblical context. The eagle is also a symbol that appears in Christianity in the Bible as it relates to Christ as seen as the divine king. The symbolic reference to an eagle being a leader of faith. Number one, it is a leader. Oh, glory to God tonight. The eagle is a leader of faith. Is a leader of courage, is a leader of passion and spiritual inspiration, which applies to Jesus Christ and Christian leaders. And so the leaders in the body of Christ represents an eagle. They should have all of these qualities that an eagle carries. The eagle's eyesight, hallelujah tonight, has been used comes as a metaphor for God's omnipresence. Bless his name tonight. Glory be to God. God's omnipresence, knowing everything that was, is, and was, and is to come. And so he knows everything. And so the origin of the eagle being adopted by the Christian faith goes back to medieval times when it was used as an emblem for the leader of salvation and expansion of the Christian faith. Eagle as the ideal ruler from the ancient world to the founding fathers, the bird of prey traveled a long way from ancient Egypt to Rome to the medieval bestiary before landing in the United States. Most Americans are familiar with the symbol of the eagle. We see it on the back of the dollar bills and the quarters. Bless his name. And so, from Egypt to Rome, traits are commonly associated with the eagle, such as strength, shrewdness, and leadership, emerged in the ancient Egypt over 4,000 years ago. The Roman appropriated eagle imagery when they conquered Egypt in 300 BC. The eagle was the god of the Roman people, and they venerated the eagle as their symbolic mascot. It was made of silver. It was consecrated and sacred. The eagle appears prominently in a number of ancient religions. It is sacred to the Greek god Zeus and the Egyptians. For America, the Roman symbol of a significant, the Roman incorporate this symbol meaning into their own culture. In 107 BC, Roman general Gaius Marius designated the eagle as the emblem of the Roman army, representing Rome as the ideal ruler in the global sphere. Now, the Roman authority plainly elaborated upon the characteristic of the eagle in natural history, commenting on its keen eyesight and parenting behavior. The eagle, he said, would force its newborn children to look into the sun, throwing any child that tries to escape out of the nest. As the eagle ages, its wings grow heavy and it begins to grow blind. To restore its youth, the bird flies into the atmosphere of the sun, scorching off the old feathers, and tries to then dive three times into a fountain, emerging fully renewed. This is likened to those who are blind to the word of Christ and must bask in his light and plunge into the spiritual fountain of the Lord to be born again. And so what is God saying? The eagle, when you are getting blind like the eagle, God said you need to plunge again into my brightness. He represents the sun. He said you need to take another dive in me. You need to come to the fountain. Glory be to God. The eagle would rise to the sun and then dive down into the fountain in the ground, and it comes up new. And so God is saying tonight with the eagle, hallelujah, as a symbol, glory be to God, He said, I want to make you new, but there are things that you must do. You must drop some old things off. You must get rid of some old things. And as I'm speaking to you and showing you how important this word is, not only in the Bible, but in nations, in different nations, bless his name. Isaiah chapter 40, bless his name, it talks about, why sayest thou, O Jacob? Verse 27 says, why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest, O Israel? My way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God. Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator, hallelujah, of the ends of the earth, fainted not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and fall, as we read it before. But he said he will renew your strength. In Malachi chapter 2, he said, and 2, but unto you that But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings, and ye shall go forth and go up as calves of the stalk. He, kings of birds, this eagle, with its intense glare, killer claws, and impressive wingspan, is not surprising that the eagle is regarded as the king of birds. The eagle was likened to Christ, the divine king, and in this way continued to serve as the symbol of an ideal leader. The eagle's keen eyesight was likened to Jesus' all-seeing divine power. Bless his name tonight. Glory be to God. And so God is saying that I want you to see tonight. The eagles have a very loud voice. Their nests are very high up in the mountains, in rocky areas. They are the greatest among the birds. They have very great eyesight. They have very powerful wings. Bless his name tonight. And God is saying tonight, bless his name, that it's time to come up and act like an eagle. Bless his name. Isaiah chapter 40 and 31 says, But they that wait on the Lord, God said, you will renew your strength. This is the time God said, come up higher. I want to mount you up on wings like eagles tonight. God said, there's expansion and growth tonight. God said, this is the year and time and season to come up higher, to soar greater, and to, oh, glory to God on tonight. Glory to God. God is telling us that if we wait on him, he will give us the strength. Glory be to God. My God tonight, He's telling us tonight in Isaiah chapter 14:31 that we need strength, people of God. We need to understand tonight that it's time to not stay on the same level. Glory to God. Jesus on tonight. Glory to God. He's saying tonight that it's time that we see ourselves, take a look inside ourselves, and begin to fly. Eagles, bless his name, as we know it, fly alone. Those who fly alone will have the strongest wings. So don't be afraid to fly alone. God is saying, don't be afraid to walk alone. The reality is that people will not understand your dreams. Glory be to God. When you start to fly and walk alone and your visions, they will not understand it. They will not even support you. When you begin to fly and your visions come forth, there will be some naysayers, some negative people, some haters. My God, hallelujah, tonight when you start to come forth and start to rise up like an eagle. Hallelujah. Joseph was an example. Joseph had a dream, and he shared his dreams with his brothers, and they hated him so much. They despised him. They plotted against him to take his life. Hallelujah, Jesus, and they sold him into slavery. Hallelujah, Jesus, if you tell people about your visions and dreams, they will try to stop you and bring you down. They can't understand what God is saying or doing in your life. They can't see the opportunities, my God, you think they have. Glory be to God. Glory be to God on tonight, which means that you have to walk alone. You have to fly above the negativity. You have to start your journey alone. You have to learn to fly alone, people of God, tonight. Walk by yourself. Bless his name. You will be the strongest and most powerful person when you learn to walk alone like the eagle, fly alone. Your confidence level will grow. So stop being afraid of flying alone. Eagles don't fly with pigeons. So don't depend on anyone to fly with you or assist you. You have the power to touch the sky tonight, people of God. Everyone has the power to touch the sky, but not everyone dares to touch the sky. You, hallelujah, tonight, you will never recognize the kind of power you have on the inside if you don't fly alone. When you fly above everything where nobody dares to go, you will meet some sky touchers full of experience that you will be able to share your dreams with, that will share the experience with you. It is time to fly and fly alone. Glory be to God. Meaning of this, to have a vision and a dream. It's time to have a vision and a dream and to remain focused no matter what the obstacles that you will face, or you have to succeed. You have to get beyond your obstacles. Use Isaiah 31 tells us that he's going to mount us up on wings like eagles. Eagle loves the storm. When birds find shelter during the rain and the storm, they try to avoid the rain and the storm. The eagles welcome the rain and the storm. They are excited to go through the challenge. They love to fly high during the storm, far above the clouds. In this way, they grow strong, bless his name, and more powerful. So don't turn from the challenges in your life. Instead of running, murmuring, and complaining, welcome the challenge God is saying tonight. It is the right time to get excited during the hard times in your life. Don't complain or try to avoid the challenges, but run into it. When you have this kind of attitude, you will grow faster, stronger and wiser and more powerful. The more you face the challenges, hallelujah, like the eagle faced the storm, it will open doors for greater opportunities, and the more you will evolve into greatness. Bless the name of the living God tonight. Glory be to God. And my last point, because I'm going to wrap it up for tonight, I'm going to wrap this up for tonight because there's so much more to say and so much exciting things coming up about the eagles. I don't want to stay on the line too late because of time. I just needed to explain a lot of the things that you heard first before I get into what God has been speaking about the eagles. But the point three is eagles always have great vision. Having excellent vision and concentration is the most important thing in your life to accomplish the things you need for your life. Eagles only focus on their goals, not on fear. After they set their eyes on their target, their vision becomes very clear. Bless his name tonight. They don't take their eyes off the target. And so God is saying tonight, if you have goals set, don't be afraid to go and face your goals. Don't be afraid to go out there. Don't operate in fear. When you have your eyes on the target or on your vision, and it's very clear, don't take your eyes off what God showed you to do. Then take your eyes off the things that God has assigned to you. Then remain focused. God is saying remain focused tonight. Remain focused in this hour on the object. They focus on what they're going after. So those who concentrate on one thing at a time will advance in everything they do. So you have to stay focused no matter what obstacles you are faced with. Stay focused. Eagles don't eat dead or old things. This is point four. Other birds eat whatever they desire, whether it is dead or not. Crows eat garbage. Eagles eat fresh prey. If you want an attitude like an eagle, don't waste your time and energy being stuck in the past. Glory be to God. So many people are stuck in the past because what's going on is gone. It's gone. What has happened is happened. Let it go. God is saying to them, let the past go. Let whatever is holding you back go. What's done, it's done. You can't fix it. You can't correct it. You can't change it. You have to move on by letting the past go. Two things that prevent us from happiness and success is by living in the past and watching other people. Take your eyes off people. God is saying, take our eyes off people. An eagle doesn't focus on any of those things. Bless his name tonight. Glory be to God. The female eagles test the level of commitment when they meet a male eagle. So point five is this is the most important thing because it deals with trust. Having trust in relationships, business, and professional life, in your professional life and your private life, you must test the level and commitment of people that you intend to take on as partners. When you're getting married, the eagle represents all of this. When you're looking for a life partner, you got to be careful who you're taking on. You got to be careful who you're lining up yourself in. You got to be careful who you're trusting. You got to be careful. And I'm going to stop at this point here. The eagle's train heart. Bless his name. When it comes time for the eagle to learn how to fly, the mother eagle makes the eagle uncomfortable by moving all the things she placed in the nest. She would then throw the eaglets out of the nest. She does it every day until they learn how to fly. And they become fearless and grow stronger, and they eventually start to fly. It means that you have to train hard outside of your comfort zone. You have to face challenges every day. We have to go through hard times. That's the way you come forth. You come forth stronger and more powerful. So what is God saying tonight? Don't run away when you're facing trials. Don't run away and turn away when you're facing struggles. He said, face them. Bless his name. In order for that eagle to learn how to fly, he had to get kicked out of the nest. So what God is saying, I got to kick you out of your comfort zone. I got to kick you out of complacency. I got to kick you out of relaxation. I got to take you out of what you are familiar with, what you are used to dealing with. You need a new level. You need a new height. So I have to make you uncomfortable where you are. I have to make you uncomfortable just sitting down, bless his name, and on the seat of do nothing. I've got to make you uncomfortable. I got to stick you. So when she moved the cushion out of the nest, then the birds feel the sticking part, the things that she made the nest with, it begins to stick them, so they become uncomfortable. And so God is saying, I'm going to make you uncomfortable in the season that you may get out of your comfort zone and go do evangelism. Go do some missionary work. Go feed the hungry. Go clothe the naked. Go to the prison. Visit them. Hallelujah tonight. Go visit the fatherless. Go visit the widow. He said it. He said, I'm training you now. The eagles train hard. And so he said, I'm taking you through a training process by making you uncomfortable where you are. How many know when a soldier goes to training, they become uncomfortable, and the training is not easy. And so God is saying tonight, as we listen to the life of the eagle and what it stands for and how spiritual it is, God said tonight, I want to mount you up on wings like eagles, but you got to stop being so comfortable. You got to come up higher. You got to spend some more time, bless my God, tonight. Being comfortable praying some time all night. Being comfortable in the word, my God, hours in the word. You may get tired and weary, but God said, I got to bring you to a training process, because we're in the end time and it's going to get worse, and we got to be fully equipped for what God is getting ready to do tonight. And so, people of God, tonight, as I stop here for the night, let us hear what God is saying. He said he wants to mount us up, but there's a process that you have to go through. There's some transition that's got to take place in our lives. As we heard the history of the eagle, as we learned the wings of the eagle that represents God in his fullness, he said he wants us to be like the eagle. But there's some changes got to take place. Are we ready for the changes on tonight? Are we ready to go to another level on tonight? And so eagles fly alone at high altitude. They don't fly with sparrows and ravens. So he says, stop hanging out with chickens. Stop hanging out with people that is wasting your time and don't want to grow and keeping you distracted from your prayer life, keeping you distracted from the things of God. Get rid of it. And focus on me. And so I bless God tonight for his word and for all the listening ears tonight of what God is saying to us tonight, or what he is expecting of us tonight, or what he's looking for us out of us tonight, to just come up higher. Just come to another level. And if there's anything that is distracting you, if there's anything in your life that is keeping you not coming to the next level, not coming up higher, let's come in agreement tonight. Let's stand in agreement tonight that God would mount you up tonight, that God would move the things that is holding us down, including myself tonight, and let's move to the next level of the mentality of the eagle, the attitude of an eagle that flies alone. I don't know about you tonight, but I desire more. I desire more. And if you desire more, let us pray tonight. Let us come on the line and let us pray tonight. Let us seek the face of God tonight. Glory to God. And I'm done tonight. Bless his name. And so if you feel the need that you want more of God, if you feel the need that you want us to pray together for another level, another depth, another height in God, come press star 6 and let's pray tonight. Let's give God glory on tonight. Let's give him thanks on tonight for taking us on another level, for giving us the attitude of an eagle tonight. Bless his name. The platform is open, hallelujah, tonight for you to come on over and let's get into the face of God and let's go before him tonight and just seek him tonight for what we need on tonight, people of God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise God. Anybody tonight, glory to God. We've heard the word on tonight. We've heard the declared word on tonight, glory to God. And as the woman of God said, the platform is open. If you feel the need, if you feel the urge on tonight, glory to God. If you feel the unctioning on tonight, glory to God, you can press star 6 and come over, and the woman of God will touch and agree with you on tonight. Amen. Just press star 6. Anyone tonight desiring to go higher. Anyone tonight, glory to God, just press star 6. Press star 6 on tonight. The platform is open.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is Missionary Fan. I want prayer where I want to go high in the Lord. I want all distractions, no distraction at all. I just want to go high in the Lord and do his will.
Yes, ma'am. Bless us. Oh, glory to God. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I feel you. I feel your spirit. I feel the longing in your spirit. I feel the passion to go higher tonight coming out of you, bless his name. I feel that drive, oh, glory to God, I feel that drive. It's like God is putting a drive in you for more of him. And see, that's what God is looking for, woman of God. Mm. He's looking for that passion and that drive from us. Hallelujah. Sometimes we may think that we don't need more. Sometimes we feel like we have it all together. But I like myself, bless his name, I know I need more of God. I know I need I need more drive and I need more passion. I want to be that eagle tonight. I want to be that eagle tonight. And God is looking.
Yes, Lord.
And I stand in agreement with you tonight, woman of God. I declare that God will mount you up on wings like eagles. I declare tonight, as I stand in agreement with you tonight, Jesus. Oh, glory to God, daughter of Zion tonight, in the name of Jesus, everything that the devil sent your way to distract you, glory be to God, that is causing you to be complacent, hallelujah, tonight, and taking your eyes of what it should be on tonight, I declare that God would give you the eyes of an eagle, the insight and the hindsight of an eagle tonight, as I stand, glory be to God, in agreement with you tonight, that hallelujah, tonight I hear God say, this is your season, because of
Jesus.
Your heart. You up because of your heart. He said he's going to elevate you, bless his name, in this hour, in the things of the Most High God, bless his name. He said because you have a desire, glory be to God, for more of him, glory be to God, tonight
Jesus.
As I stand in agreement that you will have visitation and encounters from God, glory be to God, that God will literally step in your room, God will literally step in your life and invade you with his presence, that the anointing of God would, my God, saturate your life as never before in the name of Jesus. I declare tonight that your life would transform tonight, that you would have the mind of an eagle to soar above, oh God, that God would elevate you, that God will show you, my God, great and mighty things that you do not know of, in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. I thank you now, God, for what you're about to do in our life. I
thank you,
God,
for way above to take her, Lord God, that you would fill her mouth, oh God, that out of her belly shall flow rivers of living water tonight in the name of Jesus, that, oh God, that she would be transformed by the renewing of her mind in the name of Jesus, that she would have a hunger and a thirst for you like never before, a hunger and a thirst for your word like never before, Lord God.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
God, for praising you. Father, we give you thanks, oh God. We
thank
praise
you,
your name tonight, Jesus. We glorify you tonight.
Thank
oh,
Lord,
God,
thank you, Lord.
Higher in the Lord, because and Jesus, we want to go higher.
Yes, God, hallelujah.
Oh God, we don't want to be the same. Oh God, we want to be kushanda. We don't want to be on the same level. And so, God, do it for your glory, God. It's all about you tonight.
Jesus,
God. God.
Thank you, Lord.
God. Thank you for this vessel, God. Oh,
you,
for your glory, God. Tonight, God, wash your God. Tonight, God, sanctify God. Tonight,
Jesus.
God, that her life will never be the same, God.
Jesus.
That you will give her visions and dreams, God. Understanding and clarity of your word. Revelation, knowledge tonight, God, I thank you.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you.
No, sure, God said, tell you, he's going to take you higher because of your desire for the things. So, you're going to go higher. God. God said, get ready.
Jesus.
Get ready for deeper depth. Get ready for higher heights, said the Lord.
Thank you, God.
This is your season to go higher. This is your time to go shamande. Ooh, for elevation. Hey,
thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Anointing upon you tonight. May the fire of God engulf you and saturate your body.
Jesus.
Ooh, go shut the living waters and flow from
thank
you.
Thank you. Thank you.
And we bind the will of the devil, make him behave. And we bring every work of darkness to naught. Everything
yes,
let
God.
The devil send, be sent back. In Jesus' name, we cancel every plan. Glory to God, Shanda, Satan, you are a liar. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God.
Thank you. Thank you.
God, Oshanda, the
host. Oh, God, thank you.
Thank
you.
We have angels around your house, around your yard, in your house, that they would minister to you. In this hour by
Shekiah.
For the victory is the Gosha. It's already all God. Thank you for the
thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Woo!
Thank you for the victory.
Lord.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Huh?
Woo, glory. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hey, God. Thank you, Lord.
Higher, people. Higher.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Higher.
We got to get higher. Come up higher.
Higher, somebody.
God is talking. Get up higher. Higher in me. Higher in the things of the kingdom. Higher to Nando Shamanda. Mount Abosha. It's time to come up higher. Lead us, come up higher. Oh, Rebo Koshanda. Oh, Jesus. Yeah, God. Oh, Holy Ghost, fire tonight, God. Be none of the Mahosai. For there is more he desires of us. He desires to give us vision like Ezekiel and John in the Isle of Patmos. He wants to show us greater things. Oh, God. We got to come in position. Got to come in the right position. Jesus, thank you. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, Diyasha. Yes, God. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Father.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Your will, God. Your will, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God.
Glory to God. Anyone else tonight?
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Holy Ghost fire. Jesus.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Oh, Jesus.
Glory to God.
Oh, holy, oh, God, your name, Jesus. You're worthy, God, you're worthy. Hey, God, you're worthy, Jesus.
Glory,
oh, I bless
God.
Your name, God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, let the fire, God, mount your people up tonight, Jesus.
Yes, God.
In the name
of Jesus.
Mm. Oh, Jesus.
Glory
to God. My name is Sister Clark. I would like to get prayer, please.
Yes, ma'am.
Because I want more of the Lord in my life.
Yes, ma'am.
And I enjoyed that word. It touched my heart so.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you. Oh, shut up. Jesus. Oh, God,
thank
you. Oh, before now, God, has she come with brokenness, oh, God. Brokenness is what you long for, Lord. Brokenness is what you're looking for, God. As she comes looking before you, God, desiring more of you, Lord God. As she comes broken, God, you said broken in a contrite heart. You will not despise, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, right now, I thank you, Lord God, for what you're about to do in her life. Lord, take her higher in you, Lord. We declare, God, she came forward, you shall mount her up. Oh, God, tonight is her time. Oh, God, of elevation and increase in the things of the Spirit, oh, God. Oh, God, touch her now. I don't have no power, God, but all power belong to you. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost touch her. Right now, Joshamanda, Ekandor Mahosa, from the crown of her head, under the sole of her feet, because you're telling us, God, at the bottom of Christ to come up higher, and she came forward saying, God, she need more of you and less of her, God. Oh, God, all of you and none of her, Jesus, decrease her so that you can increase her. Oh, God, use her mouth, God, to speak your word in the name of Jesus. Thank you for intensifying her desire for your word, her desire for prayer, her desire, God, for worship in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, let the Spirit of the Lord God rest upon her, God. Spirit of counsel, the Spirit of might. Hallelujah, God of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and the fear of the Lord. Father, I thank you for this woman of God in the name of Jesus that this will be a night of transformation in her life. Yes, God, I thank you. I bind the will of the enemy and bring his words to naught. Everything that is not like you, we command it to go now as we stand in agreement in the name of Jesus, Lord, by Shandera Bahosa, that you will do a quick work in her life, oh God, that you will do a new thing in her, God, in the name of Jesus, that her, the
desire for you will intensify, God. Hallelujah,
yes.
God, like never. We thank you now, God, for leveling depths in you in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God, and that she will run and not get weary. She will walk and not faint, that she shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. In the name of Jesus, that she'll make good proof of her ministry and do the work of an evangelist. In the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you.
Yes, God.
Oh, God, broke. Oh, God, you need to come broken. Oh, God, you're looking for some country heart. And because of this heart that came tonight, God, touch this heart, oh, God. Touch your mind tonight. Cover with the blood of Jesus. Cover our family with the blood of Jesus. Let no weapon formed against her. Let her prosper in our country. Lord God, I thank you. Oh, woman of God, God's going to do it. He said, whatever you ask, whatever you pray for, he said, you shall not be denied of the request that you place before him this night. He said, I will come to you. Yes, God, because of your desire for me, God, I'm going to fill you to overflow in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I see you praying like a mad woman. God, I'm going to release the spirit of prayer over your life in the name of Jesus. Even in the midnight hour, God, I'm calling you into prayer. I'm calling you into the secret place. I'm calling you into my secret closet to dwell in this book called Shanda, in the secret place of the Most High. He comes on the host in the name of Jesus. This is your mounting up, called Shanda. Mounting up a season.
Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
thank you, Jesus.
Oh, na, na, na. I see the oil of God pouring on your hair. I see God pouring oil on your hair. Oh, Shandere Casey. That's an anointing. God's pouring oil. Oh, baby, cancer. I see the cold shit behind the oil of God pouring. He says, it's going to run down all over you. You're going to be a flame of fire in the kingdom. Oh, cold shit.
Thank you, Jesus.
Ball of fire, Masha. Ooh, an explosion in the kingdom of Gosha. He said, that they can't just seek my face. Just seek my face. Just say my word. Just stay before my face. And I will lift you up. I will mount you up. Oh, Shan, they said, the Lord. Oh, shit.
Yes, Lord, yes.
Yes. Ooh, glory. Ooh, Jimmy. Man, those of you on this line, just tap into this anointing. Those of you who are listening, I'm telling you, God is pouring out something right now. I don't know, but I feel a refreshing from the presence of the Lord. I feel a refreshing glory tonight. In the name of Jesus, just God said, tell you. Tap in. This is the tap in night. Tap into my presence. Tap into my glory. Tap into my power. Receive of me. Draw from the well that shall not run dry. Oh, fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Bread of heaven, come and quench this thirsting. I don't know about you, but I have a thirsting in my soul. You have a thirsting in your soul. God is looking for thirsty people. He's looking for hungry. Oh, gross, that can't be his son. Oh, God. She's a katosha. He's looking for desperate people. Oh, shenereke. Almighty God. Oh, God is touching you tonight, woman of God. God, I'm doing something new in you. Oh, shaman. Something new. Oh, I will do a new thing in you. I will do a new thing in you. Gosh, I'm doing it. I will do a new thing in you, says the Lord. God speaking.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Shamanda. He's pouring out a fresh oil, fresh anointing. But we got to want it. We got to want it. God ain't coming if you don't want it. God ain't going to show up if you don't want it. You got to, we got to show him how desperate we are.
Yes.
Ooh, my God. Yes, God. Whatever you pray for, whatever you ask for, God said, it shall not be denied, said the Lord. Whatever you pray for tonight, oh, Shebaya. He said, whatever you ask for, woman of God, it shall not be denied tonight. Yes, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we seal it. We seal every word, God.
Yes, Lord.
Against every backlash and spirit of retaliation tonight.
Yes,
that your word would not return to you void, but God, that you would watch over your word to perform it in her life. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Whew, thank you, Father. Thank you. Whew, oh, Shande, yes, God. For your glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
For your name's sake. Thank you, Jesus.
Whew. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Whew, Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. Thank you. Hey, yes, God. Thank you for that. Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, Jesus, the visitation, God. This is your people, God. No, Shamando Rabahusa. In the name of yes, God. Holy Jesus, holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Oh, God, you're holy, 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 yes, God. Whew, Jesus, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Whew, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Haya. Glory to God. We bless. Hey, Shetema.
Yeah, God.
Glory to
yes,
God. We bless
yes,
the Lord. Thank you,
Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, we bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. We bless the Lord tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And while the waters are yet troubled, glory to God, we want to pray for you and lift you up before the Lord on tonight. Glory to God. Father, we thank you for your servant. Oh, God. We thank you for your servant tonight. We thank you tonight. Oh, God, we thank you for the wind of your anointing tonight. God, we thank you tonight. We thank you. Oh, glosaba. Father, we thank you for the lifting tonight. We thank you for the lifting tonight. Glory to God for your servant. We thank you. We give you thanks. We give you praise tonight. Father, we're asking now that you would cover her, that you would shield her even now in the precious name of Jesus. Father, take her higher tonight. Even as you sent your word on tonight. Father, we're asking that you would lift her. We're asking that you would strengthen her on tonight. We thank you. We give you praise. We give you honor tonight. We thank you. Glory to God for the vision that you put up on our head. We're thanking you tonight for the ministry that you place in our belly. We give you thanks. We give you praise tonight. We thank you tonight. Oh, God, we bless you. We bless you on tonight, Father. Now we're asking that you will cover your servant. We're asking you to cover her even now, Father, from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. We're asking that you will come and shield her tonight. Glory to God in
in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for your precious anointing. We're thanking you tonight for all that you've done, for what you've done through your servant on tonight. We're asking you to restore virtue unto her in the name of Jesus. Father, we're asking tonight, oh God, that you'll breathe, oh God, even upon her tonight. Strengthen our wings tonight in the name of Jesus. Strengthen, hey God, how you let us say, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise on tonight. We thank you for what you've done. We thank you for this hour. Thank you for what you've done for your people tonight. We thank you for the shifting on tonight in the precious name. Oh, woo, God, in the precious, come on, I'm gonna tell you, in the precious name of Jesus, Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. Aya. Glory to God. We give you praise. Aya, Rabosia. Aya, Raboko, Saba. Aya. Yeah, yeah, say, God, we forbid backlash of the enemy. We forbid it now, God. Say, God, every, oh, God, every word, every stone thrown out tonight. Father, we bring it down even now. Oh, God, in the precious name of Jesus, we declare on tonight, God, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you glory on tonight. We thank you for your fire, the fire of your anointing. Oh God, we give you thanks. Cause it to encircle her. Cause it to, oh, of a host of God, cover her. Oh God, from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Father, now bless your servant. Bless her. Glory to God. Bless her. Oh God, every need we pray, Father, that you would meet for her. We give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give, hey, oh God, we give you glory tonight. We give you glory tonight. In that precious name, Jesus, we thank you tonight. Thank you for your word. Thank you for all that you said, all that you've spoken unto your people tonight, Father. And we say yes tonight. We agree on tonight in that precious name, Jesus. Father, now we're asking that you will cover her, shield her. Oh, God, cover her, God. Oh, God, everything that concerns her, everything that's attached to her, Father, cover in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, now we thank you. We bless you now for your word in thy precious name, Jesus. Glory to God. Hiya. Oh, God, every heart tonight say amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord. Hey, God. We bless the Lord tonight. We bless him. Glory to God for all that he said tonight. And people of God, we just want to let you know that you can get a copy of this broadcast on tonight. Glory to God. You can certainly get a broadcast. We want you to get a copy on tonight. Amen. If you've been blessed tonight, we want you to get a copy of this broadcast. Get it and send it. Get it on tonight. Listen to it again. Listen to it and take your notes, people of God. Glory to God. Because there's a blessing in it for you. You may have missed some things. Glory to God. So we always encourage you to listen to the broadcast again. Glory to God. And tonight, people of God, you can simply text 912-257-3918. And again, that's 912-257-3918. Also, you can text on tonight 229-529-0914. Glory to God as well. You can text tonight 678-608-7234. Glory to God. For our international listeners, you can reach out to us via WhatsApp at that same number, 678-608-7234. Glory to God. And don't forget, you can go out to our Facebook page, Prayer News Network Global, on tonight. You can go out and listen. Our messages, our broadcasts are housed there. Amen. Or you can go out to the New Riyadh Prayer Group 52 page and get, amen, a copy there. Don't forget as well, you can go to our website, go to Google on tonight, go to the web. You can certainly Google Prayer News Network, and there you'll be able to get our recent broadcast. We are indeed grateful tonight for all that the Lord has done. Truly, God has done a work on this line on tonight. And people of God, listen, we want to invite you to come back on tomorrow night. Come back on tomorrow night. Glory be to God. The woman of God will be ministering again. We want you to come and get all you can. Amen. Come and get it, people of God. Come and get this word. Amen. Invite someone to come and get this word. Glory be to God. Don't let it fall to the ground. Glory be to God. But people of God, we want you to get this word. Amen, Jesus, and let this word get in you. Amen. Glory be to God. So we bless the Lord tonight again for you, woman of God. May God bless you real good. We're certainly looking forward to tomorrow night. People of God, get on your social media page. Let somebody know. Let them know, glory be to God, what God is doing here on this PNN. Amen. Glory be to God. And tonight, we're going to turn the broadcast back over to you, woman of God. People of God, amen. Listen, invite someone to come back on tomorrow night. Invite, invite, invite. Amen. Glory to God. It cannot be denied that the Lord is upon this broadcast. Amen. God bless you. We love you, woman of God. We turn the broadcast back over to your hands now in Jesus' name. God bless you. We love you in Jesus' name.
Amen. Bless the name of Jesus, and we give God the praise tonight for all that he has said and what he has done, and for Evangelist Bradley and TNN Advisors and every one of you from each and every nation tonight. But I just want to close by saying this little word of encouragement concerning the eagle before I leave. Now that we have an understanding of how powerful the eagles are, let us examine ourselves to see if we have the attitude of an eagle. We want to have the attitude of an eagle. To have this attitude, we need speed, power, and vision like the eagle. Why do we need these things? It's because we see and know the eagles as a sign of power, ability, and speed. So we need the same things as the eagle: power, ability, and speed, and vision, just like the eagle has. And Isaiah 40:31 says, "But they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and walk and not faint." Mount up means to soar, to rise or increase dramatically, as in position, value, or price. To rise up very quickly to a high level, to maintain height in the air without flapping wings or using power, maintaining such height without expending much energy. Now, God said this is the year and time and season to come up higher, to soar to greater levels and higher heights like never before in every area, especially spiritually, physically, psychologically, relationally, financially. It's time to walk in destiny and purpose. It's time to come into our full potential. And so God himself is saying, I desire more from you. We can never feel like we have it all together. We can never feel, I don't care if you be an apostle, a bishop, I don't care which name you are carrying, we have a long way to go before we can ever be what God has us to be. There is so much more God is expecting from us. So then we can have the name, but the power might not be there, and all these qualifications that makes you a leader might not even be there. Because some people take on that position because they want it and it sounds good. But you have to be qualified. And so God is now calling us to qualify us, because he expects more of us. And hallelujah, Jesus, glory to God. Whew, and he said, come up higher, from the pulpit to the pew to the door. It's time to come up higher. You have a blessed night or day or morning, wherever you are, different time zone. You be blessed. May God cover you with his blood. May the angels encamp around you. Psalms 91, I declare over every house represented here tonight that no weapon formed against any one of us shall prosper. Until we meet again, may God go before you. May he hide us behind the shadow of his cross. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, people of God. And again, we look to see you back on tomorrow night. Amen, Jesus. Don't forget to bring someone with you. Glory to God. God bless you tonight. We love you.
We appreciate you, and we'll see you on tomorrow night in Jesus' name.
This session is no longer being recorded.
Y'all need me to work y'all up tomorrow. Y'all got it? Come on, good night, fella.
Lord Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.